This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want, though, if you have a question for Will Cauley, one of the founders of Muslims, the number four, Liberty, MuslimsForLiberty.org. He is on the line with us. He's been very gracious in spending the first hour of the show and being willing to continue on to take your calls with your questions, because you may have heard some misinformation, believe it or not, about Islam and the various different adherents to that particular viewpoint, which of course is varied. There are a lot of different viewpoints.
There's a billion people on the planet that believe in Islam, and about that many who are Christians. To suggest that people who are violent or bad that are Christians,
and there have been plenty of violent Christians,
should apply to every Christian is kind of silly.
So we've got Will here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can't talk to Will if you call our Skype line, so just call the regular number, 855-450-3733. We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. And, Will, thanks again for staying on with us here. You had a question right before we went to the news break there about the 72 virgins, and the question was, well,
how many virgins is it exactly? The number seems to keep changing.
Well, the question was, what about women? Do they get offered the 72 virgins? But I think we should also just address the issue of this claim of 72 virgins. Where does that come from?
It sounds spurious.
Where does that come from? Your thoughts.
It actually comes from a commentary, not from the Quran or any kind of a valid source. The numerical value it was originally 70, and that changed later to 72. Came from one specific scholar who, in his commentary, wrote that that's what it was. So basically, it's one scholar's idea.
And the idea is specifically that if you go on a suicide mission, you get 72 virgins. What were the parameters around that?
Oh. Okay, well, basically, there is, I'll give you the Quranic verses that are used usually to support this. Serving the believers, now this is not gender specific. It doesn't say, Muslimah, there's no masculine or feminine language usage here, because there are masculine and feminine words in Arabic. It says, serving the believers will be immortal youths with jeweled and crystal cups filled with the purest wine, which will neither give them headache nor hangover.
Wait a second. I thought the Muslims didn't have anything to do with wine. They only get to drink wine in heaven?
Yeah.
Okay.
With fruit,
sorry about that.
Meats of their desire, they will be fair ones with lovely intense eyes like guarded pearls, a reward for the good deeds of their past life. Hmm. We have created mates for them and made them virgins matched in age for the companions of the right hand. Serving them will be immortal servants, and when you see them, they will look like scattered pearls. Now, all of these different verses, they're not gender specific. They don't state that they will, men will get this or women will get this. Actually, in 225, 325, 315, and 457, it states that they shall have perfected spouses as rewards for their deeds. And again, the word they is a non-gender specific. The believers, men and women alike, will have perfected mates or spouses as a reward for their deeds in their lives.
So the ladies do get hot, good-looking cabana boys in the afterlife with wine that doesn't give you headaches. Does the magic wine not make you do foolish things, too? I'm just wondering about that.
Well, I would assume it wouldn't get you drunk because, you know, intoxication is the problem with wine.
We call that grape juice.
Yeah. But, the whole 72 virgins thing originally came, there's a hadith that's ruled as da'if, which means that it has a questionable chain of narration, so it can't be applied in any legal sense or to back any opinion. And it states that Where is it at? Here it is. The smallest reward each for the people of heaven, again, non-gender specific, is an abode where there are 80,000 servants and 72 spouses, over which stands a dome decorated with pearls, aquamarine, and ruby, as wide as the distance from Damascus to Yemen.
This makes no sense. I mean, where are you going to get these, afterlife perfect spouses if they're not already Islamic? And if they are Islamic, then don't they get the 80 spouses too? Like, the math doesn't add up here.
It's heaven, Mark. The rules don't have to apply.
These are perfect creations that have been touched by neither man nor jinn. They literally are created for heaven.
Okay.
Jinn is what? An angel?
That's like a demon.
Jinn's a demon. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Angel is an angel.
Gotcha.
Yeah, jinn is like a demon. But these are creations that were created specifically for heaven. But see, what a lot of people don't really talk about is the fact that when Muslim girls go out looking for a husband, they talk about wanting a husband that they can meet in Jannah, in heaven, that they can go and they can live their life with here and have such a great love that they marry each other in heaven and live together in heaven. So that's what men and women are looking for in this life, is a person that they can have as a spouse in the next life. Without the need for these servants and extra spouses.
I've got some more questions about women and Islam here in a moment, but let's go to Michael. He's in Virginia Beach listening to WNIS. Michael, you're on with Will Coley from Muslims for Liberty.
Yes, Will, first of all, how do you spell your last name?
C-O-L-E-Y.
Say that again?
C-O-L-E-Y.
C-O-L-E-Y.
Oh, okay. In America, we have 50 states, and they are prevented from going to war with each other because we have a constitution and a Supreme Court with other federal courts underneath it to interpret that constitution. Why does
not very well lately?
Why doesn't Will Coley take up a campaign contribution for his own organization to promote this idea among Muslim states which are killing each other in the most barbaric ways because they simply can't agree on what their constitution, the Quran, actually says?
The Quran's not a constitution.
Yeah, the Quran's not a constitution. Yeah, Muhammad never stated that the Quran was a constitution either. There was a constitution, actually, in the time of the Prophet Muhammad that did exist. It was called the Compact of Medina. And basically what it was a contract between the Muslims, the Christians, the Jews, and the pagans that lived in Medina. And what it stated was that the Muslims would have Muslim courts and Muslim leaders for Muslims and Muslim rules for Muslims. And the Christians would have Christian courts and Christian leaders and Christian rules for Christians. And the Jews would have the same and the pagans would have the same. And that if any outsider attacked any of the group inside, all the groups would fight in defense. That was the original, that was the Compact of Medina. And that's what we advocate at Muslims for Liberty, is a return to that kind of a system. Because that was basically a voluntarist system where you had independent systems existing on top of each other without conflict. And that's what we encourage the Muslim world to return to.
I think we'd like to encourage the entire world to go to an organization like that. I mean, that sounds like a great idea. But Michael, further thoughts? Go ahead.
Hold
on, Will.
Hang on, Will. Michael, okay. Go ahead.
I agree with you. We should all go to something like that. But let's just take this one step farther. We are hearing that these Muslim teachers that are called imams are issuing fatwas on the basis of their interpretation of what the Quran and the Hadith say about how life should be lived in society. And these fatwas actually call for the killing of people. So
Michael, we'll have Will address that. Thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Will Coley is with us from Muslims for Liberty. We'll talk about the fatwas here in a moment. The infighting as well is a big issue. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you to take control of the airwaves. You can bring us anything you want. Questions, though, that are for our guest, Will Coley from Muslims, the number 4 Liberty, muslimsforliberty.org, will come first. and then we'll get back to our regular format of taking your calls about anything here in a little bit. Our toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You know, if you care about your online privacy, you need to know about ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network that encrypts your data, meaning your internet service provider, once you start using ProXPN, will have no clue what you're doing online. Right now, they know every website you're visiting and probably every search term you're entering, and they may be keeping that information in logs for up to 5 years in some cases. You can stop happening by going to proxpn.com/FTL and get started by downloading their free software for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, as well as Android devices. You can even get it set up on Linux. Linux setup's a little different, but it works. It's pretty simple. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. Use our discount code to save 50% on the annual account for the lifetime of the account. That means as long as you hold the account, you get that discount by using code FTL50, FTL like Free Talk Live, the number 50. That brings the price down to about $5 a month. But if that's not cheap enough, use Bitcoin to pay for that annual account and use this code, FTLBTC, and you'll get 62% off the price of the annual account. Again, it's good for the entirety of the time span you have the account. Now, with the premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth. You get servers around the world that you can connect to. You can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. Now, you get all of that with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and ProXPN will not keep records of your online habits at all. So go and check it out. You can start for free, but when you're ready to upgrade to premium, use code FTL50 or FTLBTC, proxpn.com/FTL. It's a great discount on privacy that is priceless. We have Will Cawley on the line with us here, and just a moment ago, we've been taking some tough questions for you, Will. You're one of the founders of Muslims for Liberty. That's Muslims, the number 4, liberty.org. And you've been handling and fielding some tough questions and some sort of, very common tough questions as well tonight. We've, addressed the allegation that Islam only grows through fear and oppression, which, of course, is just nonsense. And also the question of fatwas came up just a moment ago. What is a fatwa, and is there any truth to the claim that there are these Muslim imams out there, and what is an imam, who are issuing these things that are demanding people die? Go ahead.
Fatwa is just an opinion. I mean, in a legal sense, it doesn't really hold any legal sway if you don't follow that scholar, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Like, a scholar in Syria would not be, under classical understandings of Islamic jurisprudence, a scholar in Syria would not be able to give a juristic opinion for a Muslim living in Malaysia, because they live in Syria, they understand the culture in Syria, they understand what happens in Syria, and they have no understanding of Malaysia. So a scholar in Malaysia could give legal opinions for Malaysians because he understands their culture. He understands, the way Malaysians are. So if you have that's one of the big issues that we have in America, is that we have a very small group of American scholars, Hamza Yusuf, Sahib Webb, Zaid Shaker, Yasser Qadhi, but that are born in America, raised in America, have an understanding of what it's like to be an American. So a lot of our scholarship is being imported. So you have Muslims from Saudi Arabia trying to tell Muslims in America how to be Muslims in America when they don't have any understanding of that. They're walking around literally, I kid you not, this actually happened, walking around the airport blindfolded because they didn't want to see the advertisements where girls weren't dressed properly. Okay, I'm sorry, brother, but this is not Saudi. You're going to have to be – we can't hire somebody to walk and hold you by the hand while you go everywhere because there are billboards that you might not like. And that's what I'm talking about. For Sahib Webb, he would just be like, that's ridiculous. But so, for this guy from Saudi Arabia, it's completely necessary to him. Because what he thinks is appropriate.
When you call it a legal opinion, this is what I'm curious on, is my understanding is that Sharia law has nothing to do with Islam. It's a cultural thing. In the same way that saying English common law is Christian is erroneous, saying Sharia law is Islamic is erroneous.
No, that's not true.
Okay.
No.
Does the Quran talk about Sharia law?
No, the Quran doesn't specifically talk about Sharia. What Sharia entails mostly, about probably 70 to 80%, is religious ritual, like how to wash properly, how to pray, like a difference in opinions, you know, they call it an ikhtilaf, a difference in opinion between like Maliki Sharia and Hanafi Sharia is that the Malikis pray what they call sadl, which is with their hands to their side. And Hanafis pray with their hands crossed above the navel.
Well, that's worthy of killing somebody over, I hope.
You know, I mean, that's, but those, but it, you can't be Muslim and not be practicing Sharia in some way.
Okay.
It talks about how to get married, how to look for a wife, how to wash yourself properly, how to properly bathe before you pray, how to pray properly, all of these, how to fast properly, all of these things are encompassed within Sharia, and there are different opinions on all of these things depending on the school that you follow. Like, I follow Maliki school, but I study the other three schools for an understanding on that kind of thing.
Well, now, I thought that all you had to do to be Islam is believe in Judgment Day, the afterlife, and the Prophet or something.
Well, what the Prophet says is that if you state that you believe in the last day and you believe in the oneness of God and the day of judgment and all of these things, then if you say la ilaha illallah, then you're a Muslim. Yes, that's true. But when you're a Muslim, when you go pray, you're practicing Sharia. When you wash yourself to pray, you're practicing Sharia.
Okay.
When you raise your children, you're practicing Sharia. When you pray,
hi nanny.
There's a child right there.
There you go.
Yeah, when you pray for protection before you leave your home when you go on a trip, you're practicing Sharia.
So there are
legal parts of it. Yeah, there are legal parts of it. But what most people don't realize, and what's not practiced in modern Muslim countries, is that the legal portion of Islam and the state itself are supposed to be separate. The judges, the entire legal system is supposed to be an independent private body that the state has nothing to do with. They don't arrest people for the courts. The only thing that the state could do is they can carry out punishment on behalf of the victim with permission of the victim.
So are there imams, and is an imam a scholar? I didn't really get that clear.
No. An imam, literally what the word imam means, is the person who leads the prayer. So, like, my kid could be the imam.
I see. So it could be true that an imam somewhere in the world, or more than one of them, has issued some sort of violent legal opinion.
No preacher's ever done that.
No, I've read them, but there's also one that just came out that was signed by 128 scholars against ISIS and against violence.
We'll come back with more here in moments.
Never hear about that.
With Will Colley, Free Talk Live.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest-quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half-cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123. $43.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. We will take your calls, and you may dial in toll-free about whatever happens to be on your mind. Though right now we still have Will Coley on the line here, and I've got a few more questions for him as our token Muslim here on the show. He has graciously allowed us basically have him on the whole show thus far, and we've been taking
phone calls. Grill him on all these questions that people have about Islam.
People have some tough questions, and they've heard a lot of nonsense and misinformation in the mainstream media across the United States. And, of course, nonsense misinformation turns into rumor, and that turns into more misinformation, and then it's just gets worse from there. So it's good to have some corrections to some of this info, this misinfo. We're going to continue with that discussion here, but also want to let you know how to get some coffee, some delicious coffee from BuzzBox.
Well, yeah,
for free.
It's high-end coffee, and you get a free pound if you just go to coffee.freetalklive.com. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica beans. So this is really high-end coffee. You're going to love it. I drink it every day, and it's delicious. It's BuzzBox Coffee, and we've teamed up with them to be able to use some of the profits that we get from the sale of the coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, because after you get a free pound, you'll be signed up for a subscription. You can cancel it any time. But if you continue with it, your coffee that you drink on a daily basis can not only satisfy you with your sort of coffee addiction there with caffeine or whatever it is that you like, you can also help people around the world. You can get them a hand up instead of a handout. We've teamed with Kiva.org in order to give microloans to people around the world. And we've been working with Kiva for a long time. You know, I've had an account at Kiva, and I'm glad that we can team up with them through Free Talk Live, because now we're going to be able to help people in – I'd like to be able able to do one in every country. Kiva helps, I think it's 180 countries or something like
that.
And so it'd be really awesome to be able to do somebody from every country. I think we're at four or something like that now, and help people out and all over the place. Coffee.freetalklive.com to go get signed up. Appreciate everybody who's stuck around with us and continue to get your coffee there.
Coffee. It must be good.
It's good coffee.
All right, so we continue here. Will Culley is with us, Muslims for Liberty, the organization he's involved with, Muslims, and number four, liberty.org. And, Will, can you drink coffee as a Muslim? I know that there's prohibitions on intoxication. Does that include caffeine?
We kind of invented coffee.
Really?
Yeah, that's one of those things that there was this big campaign called Muslim Apologies. And basically it was Muslims who are... They have what I call, like, condemnation fatigue, where, like, every time somebody does something stupid or says something stupid, every Muslim in America is automatically called on by every person they know, their coworkers, their friends, and, what do you think of this? I want you to say that you think this is bad. I want to hear you say it. It's like, well, did you hear me say it the last, 6 weeks ago when something happened? You know, like, my opinion didn't suddenly change. So there was a thing started called Muslim Apologies. It was a hashtag. So people were like, sorry about modern surgical tools, hashtag Muslim Apologies, or sorry about the presumption of innocence, hashtag Muslim Apologies, or...
And these are all things that you're claiming that Muslims brought to the modern world.
Yeah. Someone who was Muslim developed Avicenna developed most modern surgical tools. Like 60% of the tools that he developed in the 12th century are still used today, just modified versions of them.
All right, so what is the rule then? I mean, because if there's a prohibition against intoxication, how is it that caffeine doesn't measure up to that?
It's not seen as it doesn't affect the intellect or the ability to use the intellect.
I don't know. Mark gets pretty crazy when he drinks caffeine here.
Depends on the person.
What'd you say, Mark?
Depends on the person.
Depends on the person. Okay.
Right.
All right, so, other issues.
The fatwa thing, I wanted to actually touch on that.
Sure.
Was the longest fatwa that I ever read in my whole life was over 660 pages. It was 3 years of research by a Pakistani scholar of Islamic jurisprudence. And it was a fatwa against Islamic extremism, against terrorism, the targeting of civilians with violence, all of that. 660 pages, 3 years worth of research to make sure that it was perfect, on point, and irrefutable. Or you can Google up a quick fatwa on, like 11 different websites, and they'll give you like three paragraphs of their personal opinion. So you see the difference in fatwa versus fatwa. You have the one that's researched by a scholar who's spent 40 or 30 years of his life studying this subject and then spent 3 years just making sure that everything was perfect in his one legal opinion that he wrote. Or you've got a website that you can run to and they'll churn you out like three paragraphs in a few hours when you ask them a question,
gotcha.
Like a forum. This is the difference in the level of credibility in the fatwas that are floating around out there.
Everybody's got an opinion, and so what you're saying is a fatwa is just the opinion of somebody who's leading some sort of...
Well, it's supposed to be the opinion of a person who is qualified to have one, but that's not what happens anymore. We have what we call Google sheikhs, they're wannabe scholars. They're just loudmouths with the ability to use Google who... decide that they're now scholars.
What about the infighting? Because just to come back around to something that I think deserves further discussion, one of the common claims is that, and the earlier caller kind of addressed this to some extent, Muslims are fighting constantly in the Middle East, and the Christians don't do that in the United States, so what's wrong with these people?
Well, the concept of the nation state is part of the problem. Previous to World War I, there were none of these artificial borders. The Kurds had their own area, but it wasn't split up between four, quote, sovereign nations. So each group had their own place. Like, Iraq is Kurds in the north, Sunnis in the center, and Shia in the south. And these are cultures that have never really gotten along with each other before they were Muslim. So it doesn't really make sense that they would get along afterward.
Yeah, and it's kind of ludicrous that white people, or you know, foreigners come in, draw straight lines on maps, say, "This, you're a country now, get along," and that then, you know, decades later, condemn the people inside those, you know, straight lines for not getting along because, hey, we get along fine here. Well, you know, the national borders of the United States have changed over time, and there's been a great deal of conflict with, you know, over those borders.
In the past, certainly.
In the past. And so because, you know, the Ottoman Empire kept the populace essentially in check up until this century, there's been a lot of churn, a lot of, you know, problems.
Well, look, the Shia in southern Iraq have always been a part of the community of Shia in central and northern Iran. They were that was their group. And then they split that up between two countries and left the Jews and the Sunnis who lived in southern Iran. What about their community? Like, well, now we're stuck in these borders and part of our community is across another border now. So and of course, that created tension between the borders because you've got groups on either side that want to be together that are being artificially kept apart, and rulers who have been put in power by Western countries wanting to hold and maintain the control that they have over these imaginary lines that didn't exist, you know, 100 years ago.
Another question I have for you.
That's part of what has been creating what's going on in a lot of this conflict that we see over there now.
The nation, the existence, the idea of nation states is what's leading to a lot of this infighting. That makes
especially
sense.
When they haven't grown up organically.
It's an anathema in Islam. Nationalism is actually seen on the same level as like killing people. You know, the Prophet ﷺ said that God views the person who would fight, die, or advocate for nationalism as lower than the beetle who digs through dung.
Yeah, it's interesting. You don't often see the, you know, when you see Islamic warriors, they'll have just some Arabic letters on a flag. They don't actually have a flag, so it's kind of sticks to that that idea. And many Christians have similar thoughts. You know, the Jehovah's Witnesses, the Amish, the Mennonites, Quakers, many of these have no, you know, they don't believe really sort of in saying the pledge and all this nationalistic stuff.
We'll come back with more here. If you've got a question for Will Cauley, we'll keep him on for one more segment. Get your question in now. 855-450-3733. You may take control here of Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Oh, fall. A time for cooler temperatures and hot deals from America's Best Value Inn. Save 15% when you book a room online at americasbestvalueinn.com and stay now through October 23rd. Plus, you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and instant rewards through our Value Club at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Fall into savings this season at America's Best Value Inn.
Bellawood Flooring has changed its finishing process. So for the first time ever, Lumber Liquidators is clearing out their current stock of Bellawood at unbelievable prices. Get Bellawood Red Oak Solid Pre-Finished Hardwood for an incredible $2.99 per square foot. That's over 30% off already low prices. Even stunning solid Bellawood Bolivian Rosewood for an amazing 51% off. These are not seconds. This is first quality with a transferable 100-year warranty. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Special 18-month financing is available. But hurry, these clearance deals end Tuesday.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're talking about Muslims, and we've got one on the line with us. He is Will Cauley. He is one of the founders of Muslims for Liberty. That's Muslims, the number 4, liberty.org is their website. You want to learn more about them and or get in touch with further concerns or questions. I'm sure they get it all the time. Lots of misinformation out there about being a Muslim. And we're trying to, I guess, get some answers to some tough questions here tonight. And Will, thanks for staying on with us here. We're going to continue here. And then after this segment, we'll go back to our normal format of you can call in about anything you want here on Free Talk Live. So, again, thanks for sticking with us here. We've covered a bunch of different issues. And those of you just now tuning in, please, you can grab the episode later on tonight over at freetalklive.com and listen in and listen to some what I thought were good answers to some tough questions here. But let's get into another area. And actually, we've got another call here for you, Will, so we're going to jump into that. But I also have a question about being a woman and a Muslim as well at the same time. So let's go first, though, to Alan, listening in Aberdeen, Washington, to KBKW. Hello, Alan. You're on with Will Cauley from Muslims for Liberty.
Will, thank you.
Hello.
Go for it. You're on.
I'm really kind of appalled at your guest and his approach to this. It seems like all the good Muslims are always asking for forgiveness for their religion, but they never condone the acts that turn the stomachs of the rest of the world. And I can't understand why there isn't a Muslim army that is out there taking these people out. If their religion is so good. But, you know, and I'll say one last thing, and then I'll get an answer. You know, through history, it's always been the Christians against the Muslims. And, you know, I have never seen a Christian that cut anybody's head off.
Well, okay. I've seen Christians bombing people to death over in the Middle East as part of the U.S. military. But that aside, I'd like to have Will answer your concern here tonight, because maybe you weren't tuned in, Alan, when he earlier pointed out that he thought that this guy in Oklahoma was a sociopath and basically a nut job. But go ahead, Will. I don't want to put words in your mouth.
You can't. And I can't put them in yours or his. But I think this is totally ridiculous. You know, this is a worldwide fight for the world.
Have you been listening at all to the show tonight? I mean, thus far, it seems to me like he's already condemned violence multiple times. Go ahead, Will. Hold on one second.
Let me answer what seems to be the main gist of his question is, where is the Muslim army that's fighting these people? And they're in Syria and in northern Iraq. Most people know them as the Kurds. And they have a literal military that has been fighting against these people ever since they started the invasion of Iraq. When Obama dropped his bombs, to quote unquote help the Christians and Yazidis off the mountain, the truth of the matter is that Kurdish Muslims had already gotten those people almost all the way to the border of Syria before the bombs of the United States ever fell. So, you know, where's the Muslim army? Well, they're there on the ground fighting with guns. The community in Nashville, the Nashville Kurdish community, raised around $126,000 to send to the Christian and Yazidi refugees who are staying with their family members, basically. You know, these are people that are Kurdish refugees from Iraq who still have family there that are on the ground that are fighting against, you know, these crazy people in Iraq and in Syria right now. So where's the Muslim army? It's right there. They just don't call them that. Like when the female fighter pilot from the UAE, they call her that. They don't say female Muslim fighter pilot from the UAE. Her faith isn't an issue unless she's bombing, you know,
right,
the wrong people, basically.
She's doing the wrong thing. She's a Muslim.
People, yeah, if she wasn't bombing the people that we wanted her to bomb, then she would be Muslim. But since she is bombing the people that we wanted her to bomb, she's just a woman from the UAE. And it's the same thing with the Kurds. They never say Kurdish Muslim militia. The Kurdish community is 96% Muslim. So if there's Kurds fighting, they're Muslims. But they never, ever define them as that. So it seems to be a carefully crafted media that if a Muslim is bombing someone that the state doesn't say it's okay, then they're Muslim. But if it is someone that the state says that it's okay, then their faith is never even acknowledged.
Alan, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate it. Mark, did you have a comment?
Well, it seems to me that there's a lot of confusion and chaos going on in the Middle East. And that has to do many Americans don't know history. They don't know that Western countries at the end of World War I came in and drew a bunch of straight lines on maps. And whenever you see straight lines in the world, you often see problems because you're taking tribes and cultures and you're shoving them together and saying, hey, live together, otherwise you're uncivilized heathens. If some powerful Muslim country decided that it was a good idea to fly drones over the United States to help us with our crime problem, it's going to throw the whole country into chaos.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one thing that you know, and I try to avoid like more kind of somewhat moral relativist arguments, but that's the truth, is if we were put in the same position here in the U.S. to have Mexico allow China to build a drone base so that they could bomb Texas, we would be all like people from Tennessee would be on the border of Texas with their rifles right now. I know I'd probably be there and half my cousins would be too, but we don't look at it that way. We don't see that part of it. And I think a lot of it's because it's not happening here. So we have no real connection to it. And with the drone war, we're not losing soldiers. It's not Vietnam. We don't have 10,000 deaths a week. So the populace just doesn't really understand the cost of war because America, the cost of war now is mainly financial.
Isn't this whole Christians, the caller also mentioned Christians versus Muslims, that this is the narrative, basically. And
I'm not looking for that narrative.
Ridiculous. I mean, isn't that just ridiculous, not only today, because obviously, as I pointed out before, if that were true, then we'd have a lot more violence here in the U.S. than is actually happening. But secondly, back in, you know, Muhammad's time, they weren't out to convert or kill Christians. My reading of the Quran and understanding of that history was that the Muslims just had a fundamental difference in how they viewed God, that, you know, Muslims see God as this unity, this one thing, and Christians see it as this triune thing, and, like, that's
But that's going on in Christianity, too, the Trinitarian and the Unitarian.
There wasn't any proclamation that, you know, they must convert them. In fact, they, as I understood it, they kind of let them each other be. Am I misunderstanding that?
Well, the oldest Christian communities on earth are in lands that have been predominantly Muslim for 1400 years. So if it was a convert, like, there are certain Christian groups that exist nowhere except for the Arab lands, like Maronite Christians or Chaldean Catholics, or, you know, these are groups that they did at one time live in Europe, but they fled to Muslim lands, fleeing from the Roman church because they weren't an unorthodox group according to the Romans, and therefore expendable and exterminatable, and they fled and have lived in, you know, predominantly majority Muslim areas since then. Then you have the Christian community at Damascus, and a really interesting story just to cover.
Hold on, before you get into that story, I'd said one more segment, but now we got a bunch more calls for you. Do you want to stick with us?
I'm whatever makes you guys happy.
I appreciate it. I think this is important stuff to cover here. Okay, so good story. Go ahead.
There was an Umayyad king, and he took the church of the Damascus from the Christians in Damascus. And then two caliphs later, there was another caliph named Omar ibn Abdul Aziz. And the way the story is stated is that the Christians in Syria knew him to be a righteous man who followed his faith rather than seeking wealth and power. And they went to him to tell him that his great-grandfather, basically, had taken their church without their he had usurped their rights and taken their church by force. So when that happened, Omar ibn Abdulaziz told the governor in Syria to speak with the church community and offer them one of two options. That they, since the church had been built onto since the Muslims took it over, they could have the church back. Or they could have money from the treasury to build a new church because an injustice had been done to them.
We'll come back with more here with Will Cawley. He's one of the founders, the folks over at Muslims for Liberty. Muslims, the number for Liberty. Graciously hanging out with us here, answering your tough questions. If you've got them, dial in toll-free at 855-453. Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.